NY Times poll, Trump in statistical tie with Biden in New Hampshire and Nevada. By Michael Patrick Leahy on September 13, 2020. President Trump is statistically tied with Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden in the battleground states of New Hampshire and Nevada, and has narrowed the former vice president's lead in Wisconsin, according to the New York Times Siena College poll released on Saturday. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton narrowly won New Hampshire's 4 electoral college votes and Nevada's 6 electoral college votes in 2016, while President Trump narrowly won Wisconsin's 10 electoral college votes in that election. In New Hampshire, Biden leads Trump by 3 points, 45% to 42%, which is a statistical tie, given that the poll of 445 likely voters conducted between September 8 and September 11 has a 5.5% margin of error. Libertarian presidential candidate Joe Jorgensen received the support of 4% of poll respondents. In Nevada, Biden leads Trump by 4 points, 46% to 42%, which is a statistical tie, given that the poll of 462 likely voters conducted between September 8 and 10 has a 5.3% margin of error. Libertarian presidential candidate Joe Jorgensen received the support of 3% of poll respondents. In Wisconsin, Biden leads Trump by 5 points, 48% to 43%, which is barely beyond the 4.7% margin of error for the poll of 760 likely voters conducted between September 8 and September 10. In addition to the key battleground states of New Hampshire, Nevada, and Wisconsin, the New York Times Siena College released poll results for Minnesota, another key battleground state, where Biden leads Trump by 9 points, 50% to 41%, which is well beyond the 3.9% margin of error for the poll of 814 likely voters conducted between September 8 and September 10. Hillary Clinton narrowly won Minnesota's 10 electoral college votes in 2016 by a margin of 44,000 votes. Recent polls have indicated President Trump has a chance of winning Minnesota in 2020. When asked the most important issue in this presidential election, and given the choice between addressing law and order or addressing the coronavirus pandemic, voters in Nevada emphatically selected law and order over coronavirus by a 52% to 39% margin, while voters in the other three polled states were evenly divided, 47% coronavirus to 48% law and order in Minnesota, 46% coronavirus to 45% law and order in Wisconsin, and 44% coronavirus to 45% law and order in New Hampshire. Attitudes towards Black Lives Matter were very similar across all states, as was a significant gender disparity in those attitudes within each state. In all four states, men were equally divided as to whether they had a favorable or unfavorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while women had either a 2-to-1 or close to 2-to-1 favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement in all states. In Minnesota, 53% of poll respondents said they had a favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while 40% said they had an unfavorable impression. Among men, 44% had a favorable impression, while 47% had an unfavorable impression. Among women, 60% had a favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while 30% had an unfavorable impression. In Wisconsin, 51% of poll respondents said they had a favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while 42% said they had an unfavorable impression. Among men, 46% had a favorable impression, while 45% had an unfavorable impression. Among women, 56% had a favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while 39% had an unfavorable impression. In Nevada, 52% of poll respondents said they had a favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while 43% said they had an unfavorable impression. Among men, 46% had a favorable impression, while 48% had an unfavorable impression. Among women, 59% had a favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while 34% had an unfavorable impression. In New Hampshire, 54% of poll respondents said they had a favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while 38% said they had an unfavorable impression. Among men, 47% had a favorable impression, while 47% had an unfavorable impression. Among women, 61% had a favorable impression of the Black Lives Matter movement, while 31% had an unfavorable impression.